Nes Lumber Jacks up in Kentra Media, can we cut this and they took their own horse for UFO land.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
On a boat? Must have been on a boat.
Oh, I did him across on a boat and then they took him up to Affert in a train.
On a train?
Yeah.
Horses?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Yeah. And then they took him off a train there and walked him up to the village in Kildrummer.
Okay.
I think it was staying there a living, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And they sort of lived here for a few years?
They were up there three years. It was half a bad winter at that time. He used to come down to the pub and they sit in there and they just tied the horse at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe...
And go in the pub?
Huh? And we lived a while away in that direction at that time, up a back road of Kildrummer.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there and used to hear him going up about 10 o'clock at night, sunning his sleds, singing in the fireplace.
Yeah.
And the horse just plunging us now. Deep, it was bad winters at that time.
The horse is just outside.
I just had to stand outside.
Well, they got a beer.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So singing, you could hear them sing. Now, some of them got married to the girls in the village here.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three of them got married. My wife, Shanti, she married to him, but it didn't last long.
Oh, okay. Mm. Is that because they wanted to go back? Well,
he never ever went back. He stayed in this country.
Okay.
Never went back.
So did any of the Lumsden girls end up going over there?
Aye, there was some. The manager of the post office at that time, his daughter went to work across here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting bit of history of the village, isn't it?
But that was my wife's cousin was married to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have barn every year for 3 years just flat out. And but he went away up to Inverness and he met somebody else up there.
Oh dear.
And left away three bairns.
It's not good, is it?
And we're all just one and then the next year. We just
move on, kind of thing.
Close,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But there were sound chaps, were they, when you chatted to them, they were nice?
Well, I was just a boy. There was another lot in my bar up in Kildrummer. There was another lot there, but they didn't have horses, I don't think. They hired in folk with horses to pull the trees. Yeah.
So the horses were pulling the trees, were they?
Ah, taking out the trees. Mm-hmm.
They could have used Highland ponies for that, if only they'd known. Surely Highland ponies would be strong enough for that, wouldn't they?
They took the rein.
Okay. Were they quite chunky horses?
They were good.
Horses,
they were tough.
Yeah. Bred for pulling trees about.
And they could go through the snow to terrible deep.
So they just kept working whatever the weather, did they?
They made put up their own huts and everything up there.
Okay.
They did their own huts and a cuckoos and all those things.
So they brought everything on the
they just cut down the trees, put them up.
Oh, just you?
Just ruined trees and packed them between them with moss.
Wow.
You get the moss you get.
Yeah,
it was all packed them between with moss.
And that was sort of their houses for the time they lived there, was
lived it? Lived there. And they did it all with the axe. You can hack them out into shape and put them up just... on top of some places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bonnie.
And
they had little fires inside. Obviously knew what they were doing with wood.
They'd done before. Somebody had the plans. They left all their axes lying in saws. There's lots of axes and saws. They burned the hog after the best of the trees was out again. They burned all the branches and that. A lot of axes and saws was all burned. They just threw them down.
That's strange, isn't it? They wouldn't want to just take them with them.
Yeah.
And then they went back to Newfoundland, did they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many would have married. A few would have married.
I suppose they would have seemed quite exotic to the ladies in the village, would they?
They chased them a bit, I think. But I was just a boy at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a school teacher. She went up in the... She must have went up in the Friday night or else she did it. Because we seen her come on doing work and doing next day, like
a
high school teacher.
Oh dear. So these lumberjacks came over and caused a bit of a stir then, didn't they?
The woman was high after that.
Yeah. Well, I guess they must have been strong, fit men.
Oh, aye, they were fit. Oh, terrible lads to fight, they were.
Oh, really?
Oh, terrible lads.
Between themselves? Or?
Aye, neither folk, do we?
Did they?
There was a blacksmith up there at that time, and he was a terrible guy to fight.
Oh, right.
Oh, he was an awful lad to fight. And he used to fight with the lumberjacks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Evening entertainment, I guess.
There was a man up there, he had a floating business, he got a cattle floating. He shifted to beast and that, and he had a meal mill up there. He came from making meal, oatmeal and that.
Yeah.
And
he
started dealing.
What, up at Kildrummy as well?
Up at Kildrummy. Mm-hmm. He started dealing with bikes, and he made a fortune selling them with bikes. You can, he bought
what,
bikes.
Like push bikes?
Push bikes, aye.
Yeah.
They'd never seen that before. And
they not?
I went to Ness Bikes, aye.
I bet they had a whale of a time cycling around the place, did they?